I'm sorry. I like mango pickles.
Ew. Hello, spiritual baddies, entrepreneurs, and everyone in between.
You're listening to the Embodiment Podcast, where we dig into who you are behind closed doors.
And even if you aren't an entrepreneur or on your spiritual journey, but you're looking for something to listen to while you're on the treadmill,
or on the road, or just looking for some new knowledge to gain, welcome.
I'm your co-host, Ashley Fry.
And I'm Manote Series.
I'm listening to How to Make Friends and Influence People right now.
Okay.
By Dale Carnegie, and that's a big part of it. Great. I'm so happy for you. Every time we film in the morning, Mano is not ready to film.
I'm sorry. I like mango pickles.
Ew. Disgusting.
No, but want to feel, look how it looks. I appreciate how this looks. I appreciate how this looks. Look at that. I don't know what that is.
That looks disgusting.
I haven't tried it. It looks interesting. I don't know if I'm going to try it. But
that looked like somebody threw up in a bag and then sealed it.
Mango pickles from Walmart, by the way. Okay, sorry. I was just saying, because we were on appreciation, I appreciate mango pickles.
So you haven't tried it yet.
I know. I just appreciate the fact that that exists.
That it looks like puke in a bag, sealed and sold.
That'd be a good prank, actually, using that. That would be great.
Ew. 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 Anyways, back on track, Mano. So I'm listening to the book, How to Make Friends and Influence People. And one of the main points that they make is, and it's been studied by many psychologists, but it's been studied by many psychologists that people respond better to appreciation versus criticism, especially in children too. So rather than what's the word, reacting to bad behavior with a bad, like a negative response, mm-hmm. enforcing positive behavior is more likely to make an actual difference, whether it be a kid, whether it be an adult, but like in a workplace too, for example. You're a lot more likely to start busting your bum and doing hard work when you're shown appreciation for the work that you're doing. Because once you get that, it's almost like validation that you're doing well, you feel inclined to do a little bit more. And what's the saying? Wait, I have it on my phone. What's the saying? We will always win if we give more than what we expect to receive.
Value.
That's it.
Giving value. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I just think it's really important, especially with friends, strangers, people in your workplace, to always, always prioritize showing appreciation in any way that you can when you have the chance to, right?
Yes. Sorry, I wasn't sure if you were going to continue that thought or not. But I was going to say, when it comes to showing appreciation, but also the part of bringing value into it or intertwining that value, I think it's present. Like, obviously you said it's been studied before, prior by psychologists and whatever, but like you can actually see it in the real world, like acting, and not even just in relationships or in terms of appreciation, but like as a byproduct, like value or appreciation is a byproduct of giving value. And when you think about, say, like Gary Vee or Alex Hormozi, like those are just two names, their whole philosophy is around giving value first and not asking for anything until you give so much value that people start asking you. So they appreciate you enough because of you giving them that value that they decide to then want to help you out, or like the law of reciprocity.
Yeah, exactly. Like always give more than what you expect to receive, because eventually, I don't know, everything is energy, right? So if you're constantly giving and giving and giving, it's going to come back to you in some shape or form.
Yeah. Law of karma too, right?
Yeah.
The karmic energy is when you put good energy into the universe, it comes back to you. And with appreciation, I think that, like, when I think of appreciation, I also think of gratitude in a way.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm grateful, and I'm also appreciative of what I'm grateful for, right? Yeah. Otherwise, I wouldn't be grateful for it. So, like,
I also think there's so many people who hate in this world that even just a small act of appreciation or a small gesture can go a really long way.
What would be a small act of appreciation?
Well, I don't know. For example, one of my friends, Shay, shout out Shay, he just launched a drop for Black History Month. And he's giving a little bit back to charity. He puts a lot of time and effort into his projects. And the small thing I can do to appreciate him as a friend and to support him is repost his stuff on my story as soon as it drops. So then he reaches, whether it be my audience or whether me sharing it just pushes it a little bit in the algorithm. That's kind of like my show of appreciation for him as a friend, right?
Yeah. No, actually, I agree. I think it's not just appreciation, but it's also support.
Yeah.
When you do that, it's like you're also supporting the other person. Yeah. In whatever they're deciding to do or whatever they're like passionate about, or if they're doing a good thing. I mean, it just shows the support.
Even just like making sure that you say thank you, or making sure that you're totally zoned in when someone's talking to you. Like, those are little things that I don't think we realize go a long way in terms of making people feel like heard, seen, appreciated.
That's why there's so much drama in couple relationships, because there's always some form of like one person not listening to the other person and then not communicating properly. So then it ends up like crumbling in that sense, because then one person feels underappreciated and the other person feels like they're putting too much effort in and the other person isn't putting enough.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. And that can go a lot, like that can happen in not just relationships but friendships as well. But again, that's why I think it's so important to, at any chance you have, like even if your friend crosses your mind or something, sending them a text and be like, hey, I didn't come here to say anything specific, but you popped into my head and I just wanted to say hi.
Yeah.
You know, like little things like that. I don't think people realize how far that those like texts can go, like checking in with people, or just, I don't know, sending a meme to a friend that you haven't talked to in a long time, right? Like, just reminding people that you're there and that you love them and care for them and that you appreciate who they are.
Yeah, and I feel like when I think of appreciation as well, I mean, how would you say it plays into business specifically? Like in the business world, because obviously we talk about relationships, like we know it's a big part. Appreciation is huge in relationship building and nurturing. But like, how do you see it playing into the business world in your perspective?
I think, interesting. Sorry, my brain just went towards some stuff that we talked about in my ethics and business class, but.
Spew it. Don't hold it back.
No, I just don't know. I don't know how to structure it properly in terms of appreciation, but. We're at a point in society where if you don't show appreciation for your team or your customers in some way, whether it be customer loyalty programs or points or even just words of affirmation and appreciation in the workplace, if you aren't spewing little bits of that consistently, I don't know. Our generation is just very much like, cut the shit. Like, I'm not going to stay here if I don't feel appreciated. So when I think of in the workplace, like whether it be like you, one click, for example, you guys post happy birthday for all of your teammates. You know what I mean? And that's just like one little thing that you can do. And that only happens one time a year. But making that post like publicly, so then not just your team knows that it's their birthday, but maybe your customers who follow you and other people in your community can like be like, oh my God, it's her birthday, and reach out. And, you know, it's little things like that that pop into my head when I think about the workplace and ways that we can actually show a little bit more appreciation. And you kind of have to get creative about it, right? Whether it be like Valentine's Day or something, or it doesn't even need to be a little holiday like that. It can be just you showing up to work with coffee for your team, or ordering lunch every once in a while, right?
Yeah, I was actually going to say, I mean, what, in appreciation for business, when I was thinking about it, like, obviously I think of one click because like that's so, I'm so involved with that and like my team, whatever. And that birthday post that we started doing, like I randomly at one point started doing it in like November, because I remember my teammates were telling me, they're like, yeah, it's my birthday. And I was like, oh my God, well, I want to make them feel special. So then I was like, let me make these posts. And I started it. And then it started this trend where every time there was a birthday now, everyone's like, hey, they're expecting their post. So yeah. Now it's like, when they see it, it makes them happy because they're like, oh my God, I was important enough to where, you know, they made this post about me and like they remembered my birthday, which is like a big thing, right? A lot of people forget other people's birthdays, and like then it's negatively affects that relationship, because then people say, am I not important enough for you to remember what my birthday is, or you know, say happy birthday to me? And that's a one example, but like even for communication with say like a team in a business, like showing them gratitude, but also showing them like, what's the word for this, giving them not a responsibility, giving them credit for what they did.
Yeah.
A lot of businesses I know, like they just take their team, they're like, I did this. Like, even though their team did, they're like, no, that's, I take credit for it. And I'm like, when you're a part of a team or when you're leading a team, like you need to give them credit, because that's a form of motivation. And when you give them motivation, it essentially allows them to perform better in the future, because they're motivated. Yeah. Because they have that credit, and they're like, I'm going to get credit for future things I do.
Same thing as appreciation, right? Like if they're shown appreciation for the work that they're putting in, then they're going to give a little bit more, right? It's a revolving door, the way that energy and those words of affirmation and stuff come around. Because if you're constantly showing appreciation to the good things and they're performing really well and they feel good about what they're doing, they're going to feel good being in your workplace or being your friend or whatever the situation is. And they're going to show that appreciation back to you. So it's literally a revolving door.
Yeah. Every time I think of a revolving door, I almost think like, a revolving door is positive because there's always, you know, it's always revolving, it's always moving. But there's always a sense that you can get hit if you don't keep up with it. So like if someone is giving more appreciation than the other, like if someone's giving more appreciation than the other, obviously at different times in people's lives, like there's going to be times where there's fluctuations in how much, you know, energy people put into to different things. But like if there's a balance throughout the relationship or throughout the connection with like whoever it may be, and you keep up with, and there is a balance, you won't get hit by the revolving door, you know?
Yeah. So essentially what I think of when you say that is, if you aren't showing appreciation, eventually you're going to get hit by that door. And whether that be someone quitting or a friendship blowing up or something.
Yeah, right. So like,
it's gonna hit you.
It's gonna hit you eventually, right? That's the revolving door. The way I think of it, because I mean, it is true. Like, you need to put energy. If someone's putting more energy than the other person, like, it's not gonna work out. Like, obviously, there's different points in life. Obviously, as I said before, that things are going to be fluctuating, and like sometimes, you know, energy will not be evenly distributed. But like, in the grand scheme of the timeline, like as long as there is an effort put in within that timeline, it's like, that's what matters.
Because
people are always going through different things. But I do agree with the revolving door theory. Me making that up right now. I don't know if that's a thing.
We're making it a thing.
Making it a thing. It's embodiment TM. Trademarked.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to say recently I've noticed people being really negative, but even talking about showing appreciation to friends in little ways, like my friend posted something and he was getting a bunch of hate in his comments, right? And so I went in there. I didn't like go and like be mean to anyone, but I did go respond to some of them and just say, well, you had enough energy to sit here and comment on this. And I don't know, people jump the gun so much sometimes. It's just, it baffles me. I feel like we definitely need a little bit more love in this world. And I think that a good place to start with that is to start with yourself.
Mm-hmm. And then take in, though, like the hate comments are also real because we experience them too. I mean, especially on some of our videos that we posted, like
the YouTube shorts go crazy for hate. People are so unhinged.
People are no, and that's the thing. Like, I remember
they don't like your hair.
They don't like my hair. They don't like my hair. Apparently, I'm the guy with the hair. I'm that one of those typical guys with the hairstyle. Apparently, so then whatever. That's your prerogative. That's your opinion. But I don't care because for me, though, the thing is, people leave so much hate, and it's so good that, like, especially when you have someone who brings in positivity into, like, say, that comment section, like, it makes you feel better. But also, like, that's when you're starting out, because I know now every creator in the entire world, if they're big, has gotten hate at one point, and they still do. Right? They still get hate. And I think that, like, even for me, us, when
I'd say... I'd say any famous person, any celebrity too.
Oh yeah, right? And literally any famous person, any person who's in the public eye is gonna get hate. That's just how it is. I mean, like even for me, when I first started getting hate on my videos, I was my heart sunk in my chest. I was like, wow, should I be doing this? And I kept on going, and I realized, no, these are just haters, whatever. And now, because I've gotten used to that, whenever I do see hate, it doesn't affect me. I'm just like, whatever, these people are just sad.
You're like, more engagement.
More? No, literally. I remember I texted you when you were like, do you want me to delete them? Or you said, do you want me to delete them or like respond or something? And I was like, no, leave them. That's just engagement for us. And like, look, the video got boosted because of the engagement of the hate comments. So like, who won at the end of the day? Who won? Us. So I mean, at the end of the day, it's not a bad thing. It's a learning experience and it's a growth experience. Because even if there's not hate, even if there is hate, it could be taken as feedback to help you grow in a different direction or know going forward, you know, how to conduct yourself or how to grow, or like if that affects you, right? You know, it's feedback.
Yeah.
And also engagement. So it helps you.
Yeah. I don't know. Just send them a heart and have a good day.
Move with loving intentions. Literally send them a heart. I remember we started doing that. We started commenting with hearts to those people.
Actually, I'm going to read out one of the comments that I made on my friend's post really quickly. Because I was like, how do I shape this in a positive way? Okay, where is it?
Was it a friend that I know?
Yeah, no, but okay, so somebody, he commented, he commented something really negative, like, and it was also like kind of racist. And so I said, your brain must be a special place with a heart. and then he goes, okay, this is a little provocative, but he goes, yep, unlike your vag. And so I said, you must pull a lot with your beautiful attitude, utterly defeating comebacks, and all that time you spend commenting love on other people's posts, babe.
Actually, no, you feel it. You need to send me that. You please send me that, because I need to read these comments now. I need to see what these.
Yeah. That's... No, I was just like,
I'm not going to try and like be mean to him at all. Like, I'm just going to be a little bit sarcastic and maybe it'll do something, but I don't know.
This video, I literally thought it was so good.
Yeah. Some people just have like, I don't know. And it goes to show that like, I need to stop saying like, it goes to show that people, the way that people speak about things is a reflection of how they view the world. And so if they're commenting hate on something that is beautiful or art or has nothing to do with them or nothing to do with their life, like that's just a total reflection on the way that they view the world. And it has nothing to do with you or whoever posted it. It has more to do with what they think.
Sorry, I cut you off there. I'm reading these comments. I cannot deal with the fact that you replied to someone with the idiot sandwich meme. That is hilarious. Oh my god. Okay, well, you obviously ate. I'm reading these replies right now. You literally, like, you eating with these.
No, and
your
some
brain must be a special place.
Someone commented, what was it?
Shut the fuck
he
up.
He commented like trash, and I went and I clicked on his account, and in his bio it says I only use this account to DM my grandma. So
I said
go DM your grandma with a thumbs down.
Let's be real though, the amount of engagement this video has, like all the hate aside, like this was great.
Yeah, I know. I told him, love, stop it.
Like, bro, this video has 36,000 views. The engagement itself, like,
yeah, no, it was at, I think when I saw it last, it was at 6,000. So
it was at, yeah. So like it did good.
It did well.
It did. It done did good.
Stop it. Sorry, love's going crazy. Okay, well, maybe that's a good place to finish off today, though. I just think that, again, like, if you're listening to this and you're going to work or you're going to see your friends or you are going to the gym, whatever, I think reflect on the little ways that you can show a little bit more appreciation. If it means stopping at the front of the gym to talk to the people that work there for 30 seconds versus just running in and out on your phone. A big one is just smiling at strangers, trying to have a resting smiling face versus a resting bitch face. Checking in on your friends. Any little thing that you can do today, tomorrow, this next week, where you can show a little bit more appreciation, family, workplace. Yeah.
I appreciate you, Ashley.
I appreciate you too.
Hey, thanks so much for listening to the show this week. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can write to us at embodimentpod@gmail.com. And if you want to send us a DM, it's @embodiment.pod.
Or if you'd like to follow us or message us personally on Instagram, it's @emmanuelseries and @ashley.fry. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Mano.
And you've been listening to Embodiment, who you are behind closed doors. Thank you guys. Have a beautiful day, babies. And I am so grateful for you.